WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you. Welcome into Fun Friday here on the program, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. And it's not very fun if you're waking up and you didn't have the heat on. I mean, I haven't turned the heat on per se. Like I said, I've run some electric heaters to warm up the room, but I'm, you know, pretty cheap. Well, I don't know why I think that saves me money, because it's still running up the electric bill, but I also don't want to turn the heat on and heat everything up. Like, just heat the room up that I'm in, because the rest of it would just be wasted. So at night, I don't have any of those running. I just have an electric blanket. The other night, though, I had like a little bit of a stiffness in my back, so I put the heating pad under me and the heated blanket over me and slept in that envelope of heat. And then once the winter comes, I tend to do that. Because when I had my kidney removed, they suggested sleeping on a heating pad as it was healing. And so that, I just loved that feeling. So I turned it into, you know, kind of my winter sleeping. Again, it's probably not great on the electric bill, but it keeps the gas bill down. But it is. It's like 30 degrees right now. It's going to get up to almost 60. You know, it's going to be about 56, 57 degrees later, but right now it's 30 degrees. So cold enough that you might consider putting the heat on for a little bit when you wake up this morning. Not cold enough for me to be able to go knock that hornet's nest down from outside my house. But it's the start of what will be increasingly colder mornings. So again, 508-996-0500, that's our number. App chat and open line voicemails available on the WBSM app. You can also open up the app and just hit call us, and that will call into the studio here as well, using your phone's phone capability. I know it's like the last thing you think of when your phone is making a phone call, but you can do that through the app as well. So there's a lot that we can discuss this morning. Certainly, yesterday, the conversation with Dr. Jack was very eye-opening for a lot of people. I heard from a number of people over the course of the day asking, hey, what was this podcast again? You know, what was that website again? And so the podcast is The Ultimate Men's Movement. If you search for that on YouTube, you'll find it, or wherever you get your podcasts from. And his website is theultimatemensclinic.com. So between those two resources, you should be able to find everything that you need. But I heard from a couple of women who said, you know what, that sounds like my husband. Well, one case was a boyfriend, but they're saying that, you know, it sounds just like that person in their life. The same thing we were talking about, men that don't take preventative care of themselves. And I think, so I was thinking about this after our conversation with Dr. Jack. I think not only is it that it's just kind of our nature. Why look for a problem if there isn't one there? We'll deal with it if it happens. And then when it happens, we'll just look at it and try to solve it. And I'm not saying that as if, like, you know, we're really great problem solvers. Most of the time we don't end up solving it, but we're, you know, that's kind of the way our mind works. The downside to that is sometimes it takes a long time and for there to be a lot of bad that happens before you notice that something is wrong. So by that point, it could be too late. And I'm also for whatever's easiest. And if it's what I've learned, at least about my health, is if it's easiest to just get the checkups and to just find out about things early, and then the course of treatment for them is easier, well, I'd rather do that. So I've kind of gotten over that mental block that I had of, well, there's nothing wrong unless I feel like something's wrong. And I don't need to know if something's wrong unless I feel it. But here in Men's Health Awareness Month, you know, we want to eliminate some of those stigmas and thought processes and get people thinking more about that preventative care. You know, the GLP-1s are in the news, and I have to go. I just had my appointment the other day where I have to go a couple times a year and talk to the weight loss doctor about it and just get a check-in to see how I'm doing. And, you know, you're kind of like, oh, I mean, I got to pay a copay for this. And, you know, I don't have to go to the doctor's office. I could do it over telehealth, but I prefer to go to the doctor's office because then I get weighed on their scale as opposed to mine, a little bit more accurate. And I was talking with Chris McCarthy as we were crossing over shows the other day, and I was telling him how I was going to the doctor. And I said, yeah, you know, I got to pay this copay and it costs me a couple $100 a year to go to this doctor. And then I'm paying for the medication. It's like, well, but think of all the money that I'm saving in eating less. And all that I'm saving in other health issues that I would have. And, you know, when you start to put it into that perspective, you realize, okay, maybe this preventative stuff and this, you know, regular checkup stuff is actually a good investment. So we'll talk some more men's health throughout the course of November, but just wanted to, you know, let the folks know. I saw all the messages, tried to respond to them, and to let you know, send you links, whatever. But it is The Ultimate Men's Movement is the name of his podcast. And as I talk about frequently here on the program, his website is theultimatemensclinic.com. Also yesterday, the city of New Bedford released its 10-year comprehensive plan. Now, this is something that the city has to do. This is a requirement. So this is the strategy for the next decade. And Mayor Mitchell says that the plan emphasizes our commitment to remaining a city that people will choose to live and work in by delivering first-rate municipal services and promoting economic opportunity for all. And it focuses on a few key areas. That would be economic competitiveness, thriving neighborhoods, strategic city building, and modernizing land use. Now, again, this is mandated by state law to be updated every 10 years. So it's something that they have to do. It's not. There's nothing groundbreaking in this plan. There's nothing that you're going to open this and be like, oh, I had no idea that this is what the city of New Bedford was doing, as long as you've been following along with everything. But if you haven't been, then take the time to read through it. You can get it from the city website. But take the time to read through it. It's like 68 pages or something like that. You know, lots of photos. I'll say this. The city of New Bedford does a fantastic job of putting together these documents. Even if sometimes I feel like, you know, there's not a lot said in the documents, they're always very visually appealing. And when I say not a lot said, I mean not a lot of new information. You know, it's just a different way of presenting the things that we already knew the city was working on. But they're very visually appealing. And so you can see some of the, and what's good about it is they put graphics in of the north end along the river of the downtown waterfront of the transportation overlay district that is going to be, you know, that's what the Klasky Common area is. They have great renderings there that kind of show what's happening there and what the future is there. And you see, you know, these plans coming together and you say, okay, well, that's what's going to look like in the future. That's pretty good. And I think when it comes to the north end, the near north end, you know, the area along Market Basket and beyond heading north up the river, they're going to be putting together the Riverwalk. They're finally getting everything out of the way that they need to be able to move forward with the Riverwalk. And so that means you're going to have a walking area similar to the south end, not the same because it's not going to be on a hurricane barrier, but you're going to have this walking area along the water and green space and more open spaces where now there's just abandoned buildings. And I think that's going to make that area of the city feel more alluring to people to come and spend time in. So if you're going to go and park at Market Basket there and walk along the Riverwalk to get some exercise in, well, then maybe you decide, let's go to a restaurant down here for dinner. Let's go do some shopping in some of the shops down here. And I think it'll be beneficial overall. And that's just one part of the plan. You can see the whole thing on the city's website, and it's I skimmed through it. I didn't read the whole thing. But again, it's things that we knew the city was working on because they've done a good job of communicating that along the way. But it's good to see it kind of all put into one plan. So now 10 years from now, you can go back there and access that document and say, okay, this came to fruition, this came to fruition, this did not. And I saw a comment online from somebody that said, you know, pretty bold of Mitchell to put together a 10-year plan when he might not be there for 10 years. Again, this is not about an administration. This is about the city plan. This is required by state law. So if you were, you know, if you were a mayor that said, I'm not going to run again, then it doesn't matter. You still have to put this together. So I think it's worth a read if you want to have something to flip through over the weekend. 508-996-0500. I'm going to take my first break of the morning. We will be back in a few moments.
This year, over 50,000 law enforcement officers have been assaulted while on duty.
It could have been it for me.
I'm Mike Solon. Law enforcement officers need your support. If you see an officer under attack, then follow these simple steps in order to help. 1. Call 911 and give the officer's exact location. 2. Ask the officer if you can assist. If the officer accepts, then do whatever you can do to safely help. 3. If the officer declines, then start filming. It's time to stop filming and start helping.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I'm most grateful that people are willing to go out there and take their time, their blood, and give me new life. Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Learn more at hhs.gov/giveblood. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're waking up with the Tim Weisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app.
Do you remember
And welcome back. And I'm not sure if you saw the trailer yet. It's a teaser trailer, so it's not the full boat trailer yet. But they released the teaser trailer for Michael. It's the new film coming out in April that's a biopic of Michael Jackson. And, you know, obviously these biopics sometimes get criticized because they're overly sugar-coated and they gloss over some of the negative things. And I don't know how this movie's going to be. I think this is more about kind of Michael Jackson's rise to superstardom. But I think this one probably won't get too much into the critical things because it stars his own nephew as him. Jafar Jackson plays his uncle Michael Jackson in the film. He is the son of Jermaine and looks like him. I mean, I was looking at the trailer and I was like, well, this must be archival footage that they're mixing in. But no, it's him. In all of it, they did a great job. I mean, he looks like him a lot anyway, but then they made him look. The only thing that I thought was a little bit much was when they show him in the theater, kind of getting ready to record the Thriller in the theater, in the studio, getting ready to record the Thriller album with Quincy Jones. Like the nose looks really fake and everything, you know, because they're gonna, I'm sure, shave it down through the course of the movie, but. I'm excited to see it. I'm a big Michael Jackson fan, so I look forward to going on and seeing how they handle his story. And again, it's called Michael. And they're showing the trailers for it. I forget what movie is coming out this month, but the trailer starts showing with that. And I think the one that's going to start showing with it is a little bit longer. This is just a teaser, so. Anyway, we're going to go into the news in just a moment. Before that, though, if you're upgrading your home's energy efficiency, it can feel overwhelming, but with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. All right. We'll go into the news now and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts. Then we can talk to you on the other side. 508-996-0500.
A jury awards $10 million to the teacher shot by a 6-year-old student, a former Celtics player arrested, and the worst airport for international travel.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The Senate is set to vote later today on a pathway to end the government shutdown, which is now at day 38. Senate Majority Leader John Thune told lawmakers over a conference lunch yesterday that another vote on the House pass continuing resolution will take place for the 15th time today. A jury awarding $10 million to a Virginia teacher who was shot by a 6-year-old student. Abigail Zwerner had sued the school's former assistant principal, Ebony Parker, claiming that she had ignored warnings the boy may have had a gun.
I think it says that what happened at Richneck Elementary School that day was wrong and is not going to be tolerated, that safety has to be the first concern at schools. I think it's a great message.
That's Zwerner's attorney, Diane Toscano, speaking after the verdict was announced. The boy shot Zwerner in the hand and chest in January of 2023. Parker's attorney had told jurors her client did not have a legal duty to protect Zwerner. President Trump is announcing sweeping cost cuts on obesity drugs.
The White House says Eli Lilly, which makes Zepbound, and Novo Nordisk, which manufactures Wegovy, will lower the prices of those injectable weight loss drugs to as little as $350 a month for starter doses. List prices now exceed $1,000. Trump also says Medicare will start covering the drugs. All this starting in January when Trump RX, the administration's direct-to-consumer website, launches. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Meanwhile, at that news conference, a man who fainted during it in the Oval Office is okay. Novo Nordisk executive Gordon Finlay dropped to the ground while standing behind the president. The White House said its medical team, including Dr. Oz, quickly jumped into action to help Finlay. Baby Center is out with its list of most popular baby names for 2025. And once again, Noah and Olivia are at the top of the list. Just behind is Liam and Oliver for boys and Amelia and Sophie for girls. New additions to the top 10 include Eliana and Aurora for girls, knocking off Ava and Luna, while Luca joins the boys list, replacing Leo. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony taking place tomorrow in Los Angeles.
Joining the ranks are Cyndi Lauper, Bad Company, Chubby Checker, Joe Cocker, Outkast, Soundgarden, and the White Stripes. In committee picks, Salt-N-Pepa and Warren Zevon will also be inducted. The list of performers taking the stage for the ceremony includes Elton John, Olivia Rodrigo, Doja Cat, Iggy Pop, Missy Elliott, Taylor Momsen, and more. It will stream live on Disney Plus at 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm Michael Kastner.
Orlando International Airport, considered the worst airport for international travel. That's according to a recent report by Upgraded Points, which has based data from U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The rankings focused on the average time it took travelers to pass through customs during the winter holiday travel season. Los Angeles International Airport came in at number 2, followed by Nashville at 3. A Southern California police officer got a surprise when he pulled over a driver for a traffic violation.
When the Fullerton police officer approached the vehicle and asked for license and registration, the driver handed him a get-out-of-jail-free card from the board game Monopoly. The officer had a good laugh, but let the driver know that, though he appreciated the creativity, it was not a legal defense. He wrote a citation anyway and later posted a photo of the exchange on social media. I'm Phil Hewlett.
Lottery jackpots continue to go up. Mega Millions tonight and Powerball tomorrow.
There was no grand prize winner in Wednesday night's Powerball drawing, so that jumps to $467 million with a cash option of nearly $221 million. And then there's Mega Millions with an estimated $843 million up for grabs. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Former NBA player Tony Allen facing drug possession charges following a traffic stop in Arkansas. Authorities say Allen and another man were traveling in a vehicle that was pulled over by deputies on Wednesday. Marijuana and a white powdery substance that tested positive for cocaine were found in the vehicle. Both men were arrested on charges of possession of meth or cocaine and possession of marijuana. Allen played 14 seasons in the NBA from 2004 to 2018 for the Celtics, Grizzlies, and Pelicans.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
An overtime win for the Bruins over the Senators last night, 4-3. Celtics are in Orlando tonight at 7.
Now, your WPRI 12 forecast. Brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. Dry clouds increasing later in the day. Temps in the mid-50s. Rain arriving late tonight, around midnight, milder with temperatures in the 50s. Early morning shower on Saturday, then dry, milder by afternoon and evening with late day sun and a high near 60. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Don't.
Sorry, I don't want to have to subject you to hearing me sing. I was just getting out today's Fun Friday question onto the WBSM Facebook page. Fun Friday brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. Make sure you stop by and check out the all-new look for D's Hot Dogs. Love those new digital signs. Nice and easy to read, bright. The place looks great all lit up at night. You got to go check out D's Hot Dogs on Tarkin Hill Road in New Bedford. And I think you will definitely, if you like Coney sauce, you will love it. Theirs is the best ever. And so, as you know, the Dipper Cafe had put out the spooky South Coast pizza during Halloween, and I think they might still have it on the menu. But they're also teasing bringing back the Purchase Street Records pizza, which has hot dogs on it and spicy mustard and some other stuff. And so I had just kind of mentioned, you know, you should do the delicious pizza and work with D's. Get some of D's hot dogs, like the actual hot dogs D's uses, chop those up, and then get some of her Coney sauce and put that on the pizza. And they said they would be willing to try it. So, D, the ball's in your court. You provide Josh with some hot dogs and some Coney sauce. They can make one. They can make a trial one. Let me know when you do it. I'll come by and give it a whirl. But yes, Fun Friday brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. And today's Fun Friday question comes in honor of Rhode Island Comic Con, which kicks off today and goes through the weekend, Saturday, Sunday. And so my question is, which superhero would you most want to be? Now, it's easy to ask the question, you know, what superpower would you like to have? And, you know, there's a whole bunch of different reasons to pick different things. But I think the question, framing the question is, which superhero would you want to be? Because that brings into it all the other parts of their life, all the other things that they have to deal with. Like, oh, I'd love to be Superman. Oh, okay. Would you? Would you want to have to deal with not being able to tune out all of the world's problems and having to fly off any second of the day to go help someone somewhere around the world? I mean, I'd much rather be Spider-Man. He doesn't know about all that stuff unless he gets close enough that his spider sense is tingling, so he can actually live a little bit more of a normal life. So yeah, it might be great to have all of Superman's powers, but would you want Superman's responsibility? So I think there's, you know, a lot that we can discuss about that. And you can answer the question on our Facebook page, or you can send an app chat message or an open line voicemail on the WBSM app, or you can call in 508-996-0500. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
Morning.
So funny. I would like to be Xena the Warrior.
That's a good choice, yeah. I mean, I don't know if she had any superpowers, but she certainly was strong and brave and a badass.
Yes. She was a badass. You got that right. I love her. Yeah, but I don't know anybody with superpowers as a female character. Catwoman.
Also not superpowered.
Not superpowers. No. I know, right?
Yeah.
But what woman? What woman? Do you know any Marvel woman?
You've got Wonder Woman. You've got...
Oh, that's right. That's right.
You've got... So for Marvel women, you have Captain Marvel as a woman. You have... Let's see.
We do?
Yeah, Captain Marvel is a woman. What Carol Danvers, yeah.
There's been
different Captain Marvels, but the one that is in the Marvel universe is a woman. Yep. Well, actually, there's a couple of women.
How long ago was she a character?
Going back to the 60s, I think. 60s or 70s.
Oh, my gosh. How do I not know about this? I always thought it was a man.
I'm not sure when she became the Captain Marvel, but I know she's the one in the movies now. You know, you've got Scarlet Witch. She's got superpowers. You've got... Mm-hmm. There's quite
that's
a bit.
That's all I don't know very many. That's funny though. But so you're younger. You got a good grasp.
Well, I was also a comic book kid, so I read comics a lot as a kid. So
yes, we know that. And Kojo loves you for that. Hey, speaking of Kojos, my friend, he lives in the other building. He's going to be moving to Georgia because he can't take the rent increases anymore and this and that. He has $2,000 worth of clowns. He's a clown collector.
Yikes.
And yeah, and there are a lot of them are really, you know, they're very collectibles. And he put a value on it at $2,000. And I was wondering, how do I help him? Because he's not taking them with him. He used to make a joke that, this is before he thought he'd have to move out of state. But he used to make a joke. He would tell his sister when I'm dead and me, you know, just throw everything on top of all the clowns on top of me and bury me. And that was the joke. But here's the thing. He's literally, he made an assessment. I'm like, $2,000. That's a heck of a collection. And I've seen them. And, you know, I just feel bad. So he's trying to get rid of them. And I was just wondering, would Kojo's, you think, be interested in buying some of them?
I don't know, because they're pretty, like, toy specific, especially, like, you know, 80s and 90s type toys. But, I mean, you can ask, because if they are not interested, they might know a collector who is.
Yeah, because that was my first go-to. And then I was trying to think, you know, I told him, why don't you just get it, like in a flea market, buy a table. Generally, I think that's only like $35. And just try to get rid of them, but
there's an even better way of doing it. So does he want to do it all in one shot, or is he okay with doing it piece by piece?
No, he wants. I tried to tell him do it by 500 total batch, and you know, say which batches. But he says no. He just wants. He really wants to just do it all.
I mean,
he will not come down on the price.
He could try. It's not going to cost him anything. He could try putting up a Facebook Marketplace post. So you just take a picture of the collection, you list what's in it, and then you put your price and you put it out there, and then people can you know, if they're interested, they'll reach out.
Yeah, that's true too. Marketplace. I always forget about that because I'm not on Facebook. I wonder if he's even tried that yet. But yeah, so I just want to go back to yesterday's show. What a great show. That doctor is amazing. I was like Mary. I wanted to call in, but I would have been on the phone. Thank God it was just you guys talking. I wish you could do something for men, you know, just only men. But you say you wouldn't even dedicate an hour because it's a morning show. But maybe you and Chris can do something every 2 weeks. I think that's just so needed. I would just love to hear all men call in all one day, you know, just a man show. And talk about whatever it is they want to talk about. And your doctor, I wish my doctor talked to me the way your doctor does. I am so healthy. I'm like Mary. I eat healthy. I'm always talking about foods to my friends and this and that. But I never, like, had anybody talk about what food is doing to your blood cells. I was, like, so enthralled. I was like, yes, this is what I've been waiting for. Somebody that will talk about this kind of stuff. But I can't get them on YouTube, Tim. I can't get them. It brings up ultimate some kind of club type of stuff, but not him.
His account is Dr. Jack Rucco. So if you look that up, that's the name of the podcast is The Ultimate Men's Movement, but his account name is Dr. Jack Rucco, R-O-C-C-O.
Okay, so maybe that's what. Oh, but you know what? I didn't do the word movement. I did The Ultimate Men's Club.
Oh, yeah, that's probably why, yeah. So The Ultimate Men's Movement is the name of the podcast. Yeah, if you type that in, you'll find it right away.
Yeah, because as soon as he announced that, I was like, oh, my God, I've got to listen to this man. He's like, I'm so thirsty for somebody like him. This is amazing. And he's your doctor?
No, he's not my doctor, no. He advertises with us here on the station, so I talk about him, but I have not seen him personally.
Oh, my goodness. He's going to get a lot of people wanting him to be their doctor. But that was a great show. That's a great segment. You got to do more like that for the men, for you guys. You know, I just think it's so important. There's so much out there. I'm sure everybody would like to open up and talk about, but unless you keep doing it, I don't think they will.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, going back to what Dr. Jack was talking about, I think it's hard to get men to, you know, men aren't going to call into a radio show where people might hear them and recognize their voice. It's more of one of those things where, you know, they're comfortable in a one-on-one kind of setting. So that's why, we tell everybody to go see him there.
You're right. They're afraid their voices will get recognized. Oh my goodness. That's too bad. But it was a great segment, Tim. I know, like, it was just great. I'm telling you, I was just so happy for that. And just real quick, I'm rambling. I know you're giving me more time than I normally would have. What is the coney sauce? What is that?
So it's like a meat sauce. It's not really spicy. It has a little bit of a kick, but it's almost like sloppy Joe mixed with chili. I would call it, except there's no beans in it, no onions. It's just the meat sauce. And Dee's has the best I've had. It's got, you know, it's got a little bit of spice into it, but not like spicy spice. Just kind of like that, that warms you up feeling.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Cause I was wondering, I've never had it. And I've heard people talk about Coney dogs and this and that.
If you want to try it, I bet you, if you went over to Dee's Hot Dogs and said that you listen on WBSM every Fun Friday and, mm-hmm. and that you wanted to try the Coney sauce, I bet you Dee would give you some on a spoon to try first.
Awesome. Yeah. And hey, you know what I noticed the other night? It was all lit up. And the car wash has new lights and stuff too with the vacuum cleaners. But I noticed when I was at the red light, I think Dee's has a donation box.
They
for
do.
Food.
Yep.
That's awesome. I was like, wow, now I'll have to go. No, I'll try the Coney. And I said, what do I call it? The Coney sauce?
Coney sauce, yep.
Yep. Okay. And I'm going to try that and I'm going to bring some food there and drop it off in their bin.
All right. Well, let me know how it goes.
All right. You have a great week. And what are you doing with your weekend?
I might go to Comic-Con and I'm going to Stevie's tomorrow for the tasting, but other than that, I'm just going to kind of relax.
Oh, sounds busy already. I don't hear the word relaxation in that at all.
I'll be pretty relaxed after I go to this tasting at Stevie's and don't want to do anything after that, so.
Well, you have a great weekend.
You as well. Have a skedy-roo of a weekend.
Thank you, Tim.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And I got to get a break in here. We'll be back in just a few moments.
You're listening to The Tim Weisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500.
I do have one more break. I got to get in here before the end of the hour, but let's take a call. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
Morning.
I thought it was nice to hear that lady when she called in. Her voice is very soothing.
Skeddy?
She should be a nurse. You know what I mean? Yeah, I like the sound of her voice a lot. Anyway, I know we don't have a lot of time, so... The lottery. I'm going to get into it again. I'm still sick about the way they do things because if you're going to get $1 billion, say it has gone over $1 billion. So you're going to get $1 billion, which is $1 million 1,000 times. I want to know what kind of taxes are they taking when you're going to end up out of $843 million. That's what it says for tonight.
Mm-hmm.
$843 million. You're going to end up with 391.7. They're getting far more than what you would end up with for a person who's getting almost $1 billion. I want to know where the money's going. I want to know.
Are you you're talking about the cash payout versus the annuity?
Yes, I am.
So that the cash payment isn't the tax coming out. The tax comes out of that $300 million. So the reason why that's reduced is because from my understanding is because they don't actually have the $1 billion to give you, you know, if you win $1 billion.
Oh, come on now. So, you're going to get me on a route that's something up now. So you're okay then. So you're saying if you did manage to, you want the check every year then. Suppose you wanted it. You're still not going to end up with $843 million. Isn't that right?
No, because you're going to pay the taxes on that. But the reason why, from my understanding, the lump sum was a thing that wasn't the original plan. It was going to be the annuities, but then people wanted the money. Or I might have that reversed. So then they added that other option. So this, if you get the annuity, you pay the taxes every year when you get that money. If you take the lump sum, you pay the taxes once. And I think that's why a lot of people go for the lump sum.
But don't you think that they're taking a lot? Like I think they're taking a lot. Where's the money going? With all, anytime there's almost $1 billion win, that's a lot of money. It's a lot of taxes. What are they doing with all that money?
The winner
they're fixing this, they're fixing that, they're doing this and that. I want to actually know where it's going. And then the idea that certain states, like, and Massachusetts is one of them, that if you win, you can't hide your identity. They want to broadcast who you are. They want your pictures and they want. And I looked it all up and it said there is one way. I'm not sure how it works, but you have to have a lawyer who's going to put the money in a trust. And I guess the trust is going to be in a different name somewhere.
Yeah.
And I think that's the only way you can hide it is like that.
Yeah, there's plenty of people that don't come forward if they're winners. That they don't broadcast who they are.
Yeah, although by businesses and their name is nowhere anywhere on the business. I know that. That's one way to hide it. But I don't usually get the Mega Million, like I said, since it turned $5 each. But I did get two of them, and I still have my Powerball for Saturday, which is like only half of what the Mega Million game is right now. But anyway, that's it. I'm still pissed off about that. I still think it's rigged. I don't care what anybody says.
All right.
It's just a little bit. It's too much money.
Well, good luck. So.
Okay, yep, thank you. Good luck to you, too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
We got to get a break in here. We will be right back.
Aww.